message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Father, let the entrance of your word bring light. Let it bring understanding to us. And let it make this walk easier in the name of Jesus. I hand over myself to you, my spirit, my mouth, my mind. And I ask, oh God, that you use me to the glory of your name. May not one word fall to the ground. May it accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Joshua chapter 2 verse 1. Now Joshua the son of Nun sent out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, especially Jericho." So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, two men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country." So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country." Please, I want you to look at the word, look at the Bible, and follow the story. Because if you notice, churches, we don't read Bible anymore. We just read one verse, and then we do motivational speaking. But I want you to read the Bible, okay? Verse 4. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. Then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites." Please, can somebody set the clock for me? "For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token or a sign, and spare my father, my mother, my brother, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." So the men answered, "Our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours. And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall. And she said to them, "Go to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days, until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way." So the men said to her, "We will be blameless of this oath of yours, which you have made us swear." Please reduce that time to 32 minutes. What's wrong? And she said to them, "Get to the mountains, hide the pursuers. Get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there for 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way." So the men said to her, "We will be blameless of this oath unless we come into the land. You bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your brothers' households to your own home. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the door of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. Hallelujah. And if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from our oath which we made you made us swear. Then she said, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet cord in the window. They departed and went to the mountains and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way but did not find them. So the two men returned, descended from the mountain and crossed over. And they came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all that had befallen them. And they said to Joshua, truly, the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands. For indeed, all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us. Amen? Chapter 6, verse 20. Chapter 6, verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the country, into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, spy, and from there bring out the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. And the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all the relatives and led them outside the camp of Israel. But they burned the city and all that was in it with fire. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua spared Rahab the harlot, her father's household, and all that she had. So she dwells in Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you understood what we read? How many of you know the story of Rahab? Praise God. So still, we are continuing with the series, You Will See the Manifestation of the Glory of God. I want you to say, I will see the manifestation of the glory of God. In 2019. My topic today is things you didn't know about Rahab. Things you didn't know about Rahab. So for starters, did you know that Rahab was a woman of great faith? Who not only believed but actually preached faith to the two spies who came to spy the land. Did you know that? She believed in the God of Israel. She believed in what he had done and what he had done through the children of Israel. He had parted the Red Sea and he had helped them to conquer the cities on the other side of Jericho, the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og. They had conquered them. Look at her words again. Put that up for me. Look at her words in chapter 2, verse 9. Her words of faith. She said, I know that the Lord has given you the land. I know that the Lord has given you the land. Not we know, but I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen. Now, if you notice how she was speaking in past tense. The Lord has given you. The terror has fallen on us. And all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted, past tense, because of you. Verse 10. She says, for we have heard of the Lord, how he dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. That is preaching. There are no stronger words than that. We have heard and what he did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. Verse 11. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, past tense. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven, above and on the earth beneath. That's a prostitute speaking. A so-called prostitute speaking. So she was speaking personally. She had a faith in the God of Israel. She had a belief in the God of Israel. And she spoke the word of faith like has never been. There could nothing be stronger than saying, the Lord, your God, he is God. I want you to know that faith speaks in the past tense. Faith does not say, I will. It says, I have. The Bible says, according as his divine nature has given us all things that pertains to godliness. So I realize that we have been speaking wrongly. We ought to say it has been done. Because she said the land has been given to you. The land has been given to you. She spoke in past tense. Oh, that somebody here today will say, I know that God has given me the baby. I know that God has given me the house. I know that God has restored me. I know that God has healed me. I know that I have joy already. I know that God has given me peace. I know that I have a husband. God has given me the wife. God has given me the business. God has given me a job. God has given me an opportunity that I am just on the way to manifesting it. Oh, that somebody will say that. So if you believe, you will not say God will, you will say God has. Amen? Amen. For we have heard, past tense. We have heard. These were unbelievers who heard and believed. This was a so-called prostitute who heard and believed. I wonder how many times you have heard about that thing you need. How God has done it for 10 people, 20 people, 30 people. And you are still struggling to believe. And yet unbelievers believed. And yet a prostitute believed. I want to charge you today that if unbelievers could believe in the God of Israel, we owe it more to God to believe him. And that is why the Bible says that people will come from outside the kingdom and overtake the people who are in the kingdom because we do not believe. But look at unbelievers here. They say, we have heard and we know. How many times have you heard that God has given people children? How many times have you heard that God takes the lowly from the dust and put them with kings? How many times have you heard that God provides for people? How many times have you heard that God has given people children who didn't have a womb or fallopian tubes? Why is it difficult for you to break through? So I want to list about 7 things that Rahab had as I speak. Number one, she had absolute faith in the God of Israel. For the Lord your God is God alone. She preached to these people. She encouraged them. She gingered them. In fact, if they came there doubting, by the time they finished hearing this woman, they say, you know what, we can take this place. She said, when we heard about you, our hearts fainted. She was telling them. She was telling them their condition. I want you to know that that thing you are afraid of is also afraid of you. It has melted long ago. You just need to know the reality that the thing has melted, the thing has fainted. That thing is more afraid of you than you are looking for it. Somebody say a good amen. Amen. So because she believed in their God and their mission, she gave them information fast, sharp, sharp. She acted now. Do you notice that immediately after they told her what to do, as she dropped them on the window, she tied the rope immediately. Faith acts now. Faith does not wait till tomorrow because it believes that God has already done it. So faith just does the action to catch up with what God has already done. I'm preaching better than you are listening. She was a faith woman. Number two, she was a good businesswoman. She was a good businesswoman. These are things you didn't know about Rahab. Because she was bold, she was smart, she was intelligent, she had the negotiating skills, and she was a very good negotiator. So she not only hit them and encouraged them, when she finished, she struck a deal with them. She struck a deal. How many times have you done things and just let things go? How many times have your name is Oga Free, Charity, but there are some things you have done for people that you ought to stay and collect some money or collect some something and not just let things go like that. When she finished, she said, I have done this, but you have to deliver me. That was a deal. So she was an astute businesswoman. It will all connect at the end. I will tie it to something and you will see how it works. So she not only hit them, but she advised them, showed them how to escape, and struck a deal with them. Then she asked for a sign. She said, I want a token. How will I know that you will do this? And so they did an oath with her. They swore to her, and then they told her to tie the thing. And so the deal was written down. How many times do we sit down as Christians and do millions of naira transactions with one another and don't write one thing on paper? And that is why people cheat us. How many times do we just do things and not involve a lawyer because we're afraid they are going to charge us? And so you're afraid to pay a lawyer 100, 200, 300,000 and you're going to lose 30 million. So this year you're going to be smart as Rahab. You're going to be astute. You're going to... Don't do exercise for people free. That's how you eat. Peace will come and dance and do exercise with you. You leave you don't pay her. That is rubbish behavior. It's not good. Dr. Marcus, my friend, doesn't sit in church anymore. He sits behind. Before the grace, he runs away. Because you all surround him, ask him to heal you for one thing. Nobody gives him a penny. How is he supposed to pay his school fees? His children's school fees? How is he supposed to pay his rent? So this year, you're not going to be collecting cheap things or give free things. Now, there are times the Holy Spirit will say, do it for free. But a lot of times, if that is how you are eating, you're going to have to get your money out. Okay, whether you like it or not, I'll tell you the truth. So this woman told them everything, advised them and let them go. Now, also from the spies' point of view, you notice that God led them to one place. The Spirit of God led them to something that should have taken them maybe 1 day, 2 days, 1 week. In one evening, they didn't even sleep. Everything spilled out. She told them everything they needed to know, hid them and sent them out. So they didn't even sleep in the house. And the point is that if you follow God this year, He will lead you. You won't waste time. You won't waste resources. You won't waste anything. If you can just pray and wait on the Lord, He will guide you. The Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This year, I don't want to do anything that God is not leading me. I want to follow Him. I want to ask Him. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your... In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct. He will direct. And so God directed them, and they finished everything sharply. Tell your neighbor, sharply. So this year, I pray that you will receive wisdom to go to the right places this year, meet your destiny helpers, speak the right words at the right time in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I dare to say that she wrote her own ticket. That year, she said, 2019... my year of deliverance from the destruction that will befall Jericho. And then she wrote her confession. She said, in 2019, I shall be shown kindness and delivered. In 2019, my father's house shall be shown kindness and delivered too. In 2019, my father, my mother, my brothers, and all my sisters, and all our belongings will be delivered from death in this Jericho. We will not die in this Jericho. In 2019, we are coming out alive. We are coming out with our things. No evil shall befall us. We will not die. We will not be destroyed. And she said, in 2019, we shall have supernatural favor. God will deliver us. Those were her confessions. You say, how do you know, Pastor? You just have to think. Number three, she was a woman of great favor. Her faith attracted the favor of God. Her faith attracted, as she kept believing in God and believing, it attracted the right people to her. And she got supernatural favor. The favor that made these people cut a deal with her and agreed to take her out of Jericho. And they told her exactly what to do. Number one, you can't tell anybody anything. Number two, make sure you tie this rope. Specifically, on the window you let us out. Is there? It's in the same window. Put this window that we came out. Tie a rope on that window. If you tie it in any other window, we will not see. And so God is going to direct you in certain specific ways this year. If you don't follow, you say, no, God, that does not make sense. You will not get the thing. And the ways of God, sometimes they look foolish. So they told her what to do. Let all your family members be in the house. Let them be in the house. And let none of them go out. If they go out, their blood will be on their head. And then they signed an oath. So the favor of God, the faith, her faith, listen to me. Your faith will attract the favor of God. Wherever there is faith, God comes with favor. Remember the scripture in Psalm 84 verse 11, verse 14. It says, the Lord our God is a sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. Grace and glory is favor. He will give you favor. So when you have faith, God will send favor to you. When Pastor Ina had the faith to build this, favor came upon him. People left some churches who had never met and just came and banded with us. People like the Mantikaid that were already established in churches. Favor just came. People just came, them Auntie Phoebe Bilala, them Julie Fariku, them Sister Nana. They just came and sat there. Because when you walk out in faith, God will send the right people. Favor, you will just attract favor. Please listen to me. Say favor.
Favor.
It's attracted by faith. Say faith.
Faith.
Attracts favor.
Attracts
favor. In 2019,
my faith
will attract the favor of God. And so faith attracted the favor of God for her. This year, by the grace of God, you will be led, you will be professional, and you do everything well. Amen?
Amen.
I want you to know that she was also a woman of strategy and plan and information. She knew a lot. I think that in those days, such prostitutes as we are, where people, you know that prostitution, every sin has cousins. So if there's prostitution, there has to be beer and there has to be alcohol, there has to be drugs and everything. And it was also an information gathering place. So men used to sit and talk. And she listened. So she knew a lot of current affairs. She knew a lot of what was going on. And that was why she was able to strategically deliver them. I don't like women who don't have anything in their head. You don't know how to do anything. Everything, you'll be waiting for your husband. Some of you, you are 50, you can't drive. You can't drive because you're afraid. So there has to be a driver or something. So if your husband dies, what's going to happen to you? You are too dainty. I think that you should know how to change the car, you should know how to do things. You should know how to fix the bulb and all. She was knowledgeable and she had strategy. I'm taking this message to a place that will surprise you. Amen. So she helped them and sent them away. I also want to say that she was a woman of compassion and love. Did you know that Rahab had all these things before? She was a woman of compassion because when she came to negotiate for her to be delivered, she didn't negotiate for only herself. She negotiated for others. So she was a selfless person. And so she negotiated for her family. She loved them. And then she was a hospitable person. She showed hospitality because she agreed to bring her family in for how long? She didn't know because they didn't know when they were going to come. She didn't know when they were going to come back. So she took them in, fed them, kept them. So she was a woman of a hospitable person. And I also want to believe that she was a person of influence and wielded some authority. Because what will make you go and tell people, especially as a prostitute, to come into your house and they will agree? Except that she wielded some authority. And you know what? She was able to bring them into the house, keep them for as long as they were going to stay, and they didn't leak out the secret. So it means that she was a person of influence. Amen.
Amen.
I'm getting past the difficult parts. So I'm coming to the interesting parts. From the time she told, from chapter 2 to chapter 6 was 3 weeks. I did the math, and then yesterday my daughter helped me with the computer, and she just showed, and they showed us the time in figures. I had done the math that it took them 3 days to go, for the men to go out. Another 3 days for them to cross the Jordan. When they crossed the Jordan, God stopped them, and they had to circumcise all the men at Gilgal. So let's give it another 1 week for the men to heal. And then after that, they now had to walk. So that is 2 weeks already, isn't it? And then the 1 week they used to go around Jericho 3 times. One time every day. One time. And then on the last day, they went 7 times. So they were waiting for 7 weeks, for 3 weeks. Imagine Rahab sitting down there with people asking her, what is this? Why is everybody in your house? Yeah, 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 yeah. And she had to be quiet. And sometimes one day can look like 10 years. No, think of it. One day, because you are thinking it's today, then it's not today, it's one day, it's 2 days, it's 3 days. Was it not for 21 days that Daniel was wrestling with those demons? So 21 days is a long time. But you know what? As a woman of faith, she stood her ground and did not give up. She did not throw in the towel. I want to say, were there times she was discouraged?
Yes.
Were there times she was afraid?
Yes.
Were there times that maybe her relations were ugly to her?
Yes.
But what did she do? She stood her ground. She kept doing the next right thing. The next right thing. The next right thing. If anybody abuses her, she will say, sorry, I am sorry, let's just wait. He said, I'm going or I'm leaving today. Say, oh, brother, please, I beg you, just trust me. Have I ever lied to you? Daddy will say, you this nonsense girl, is it because we have even agreed to come to your house, prostitute, a shower, you've been disgracing us, now you want to make us fool? That she'll say, Daddy, please, I beg, they promised me. And you know their God is true. See what their God did. So she kept doing the next right thing, until we came to chapter 6. Verse 22. What happened on that chapter 6, verse 22? Show it for me. Chapter 6, verse 22. But Joshua had said to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and from there bring out the woman and all she has, as you swore to her. Verse 23. And the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers. I want to say to somebody, God is going to answer you. God is going to come through for you. He's not a liar. He was doing this with people who didn't have a covenant with him. He was doing this with people who didn't have a covenant. He was doing this with people to whom he was going to destroy their city. And he brought them out one by one by one. If he brought them out, he will bring you out. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to lie. If he says, I'm coming back, he's coming back. If he says, I will do it, I will do it. If he says, you will make it, you will make it. If he says, you're going to have a child, you will have a child. And so he came back and brought out all their relatives and all that she had, even things. So God not only brought her out, he brought out her things. I don't know what your trouble is, but God is going to bring you out. When the children of Israel were going to come out, the Egyptians began to negotiate. They said, let us have this land. Moses said, we are not leaving a hoof. We are not leaving not the hoof of our cow. That's the shoe of the cow. He said, we are taking out everything. I want you to know that everything God has promised you, if it is the God of heaven that said it in his word, it will come to pass. If God has promised you healing, it is done. It has been done. It has been done. It has been done. Verse 20, whatever, 25. And Joshua spared Rahab the harlot and her household and all that she had. So she dwells in... Okay. I've been preaching all the stuff to come to this point. So she dwells in Israel. So she dwells in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy the land. So what is the result of her faith? Her faith, how many things did she want? One thing. I don't want to die. I don't want my family to come. I want to out. Did God give her that? But see, it is impossible for God to answer one thing. It is not possible for you to ask, take me out, and God just takes you out. God cannot do it. I didn't say he will not. I say he cannot. He cannot just give you. And so the first thing that happened was they became citizens of Israel. On top of coming out, God made them citizens of Israel. And then the second thing was that God made the prostitute to marry. Put up for me Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. I'll show you her husband. Quickly, Matthew chapter 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Next. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Verse 3. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Verse 4. Ram begot Aminadab. Aminadab begot Nashon. Nashon begot Salmon. Nashon begot who? What is that last name? Verse 5. Salmon begot Boaz by. So she married And she gave birth to the Boaz all of us want to marry. Rahab is the mother of Boaz. Somebody ought to clap unto the Lord. Because God can take a prostitute and make her royalty. God can take a prostitute and make her a wife. God can take a prostitute and make her a mother. God can take a prostitute and make her whatever and shame the devil. I say she asked to come out, but God made her a mother. God made her a wife. So prostitution finished and she became a citizen. So sit down, let me make the connections. Where did Boaz learn how to do business? Do you remember when Ruth came? Where did Ruth come from? Moab. She was an outsider. And she was an outcast, sort of, because Moab was considered inferior. Why did he marry Ruth? Because his mother was like that. So everything Boaz was because of. I came to tell somebody here that whatever you wrote down in your book is too small. God will exceed it. God will do more. God will exceed your dreams. God will shock you. God will amaze you. When it's all said and done, you will wonder, is it me? Because I believe that at the point, Rahab was saying, like, seriously? Me, whom everybody looked down on. Me, whom everybody gossiped about. Me, whom everybody thought was nobody. Now I am a wife and a mother. The Bible says it takes the downcast, the solitary. And there's a point I forgot. It was the favor. Do you know that there were many prostitutes that day in Jericho? Why did God go to Rahab? Faith. So the next time we see Rahab, it's in Hebrews. Bring her, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 30. Quickly. I'm listing the things that God gave Rahab on top of coming out. By faith, let's read together. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Who did not? Why did they perish? Why didn't she perish? So the next time we see Rahab, she is in the hall of fame of faith. He will do exceeding. I want somebody to believe me and believe the word of God. He will do exceeding. If you will not throw in the towel, if you will not make God a liar, if you will not stop halfway, if you will not stop doing the next right thing, he will exceed your dreams. Because the next time we see Rahab, she is on the Hall of Fame Boulevard. Her star is there in the Hall of Fame. In heaven, on that boulevard, you'll see Rahab's name. Because she believed in the God of Israel. Let me tell you the last thing I came up with. It was too much. I had to stop because I want to make sure I don't exceed the time we have set for this year. So I had to stop. But the last thing about Rahab. Rahab is one woman that is in the Old Testament, she's in the Gospels, and she's in the Epistles. In all eras of the Scriptures, she breaks through. Why? One word. Faith. 2,000 years later, which I think is maybe the greatest testimony. By the way, she became mother. She became wife, and she became the great, 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 great grandmother of whom? Jesus. 2,000 years later, she's preaching. Can you imagine the churches in the world today that are talking about Rahab? Ashawo. I want you to know that where you are now is not where you will always be. I want you to know that in spite of where you are, there is a greater future ahead of you. If you will believe. I want you to know that God is taking you to a place that will blow your mind. I want you to know that your dream, no matter how, what big you have written, is small. Because if you now look at her dream and see what God gave her, it was too small. Because how many things have we listed? Plenty that Rahab had because she believed. I want you to know that God wants to make you big. God wants to make you bigger than you can imagine. Your faith is not about you. It's about something God wants to use you to do, to accomplish. Something bigger than you. Something that will still be here speaking long after you are gone. How many of you know Pastor Ina is still speaking? Pastor Yakubu, when I look at your footballers, that is Pastor Ina still speaking. No matter what we do in this ministry, is Pastor Ina still speaking. From one dream, go and start a church in Abuja. God wants to use your faith to deliver, rescue, help, guide, birth many other people. He wants to use your faith to do something big. She believed, she did, and she overcame. Stand up and on your feet. My time is up.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.